Welcome back. With me right now is Lisa Johnson, the head coach of the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team. I should say defending state champions, Shadows, right?
At least for five more days, right?
Five more days, yeah. Yeah, exciting time of the year, isn't it, Lisa?
It is. It's the most exciting part of the season when we're super excited to finish it off.
Of course, section dance in Montevideo this afternoon, and let's just back up. Last week,
We had a busy week last week and this week. Last week on Monday, we went to YME for their competition that had gotten snowed out the weekend before, so that was a fun night. We went up against Zumbrota Mazeppa, who is strong in jazz, and
they drove up to YME.
Yeah, on a school night, even on a school night. Pretty crazy. I think they really wanted to compete against us in YME and Bold. When you don't get a chance to compete against someone during the season, and you come up at state against them, it makes it a little more nerve wracking, and you like to know where you're at. So that was good. Cannon Falls wasn't able to come, so we have not went up against them in kick this year, which they are scoring quite well down in the south. So that'll be kind of going in blind against them at state. So YME was fun. We came out on top again. We got our ranks back of three, and it was a successful night. So we felt good.
A sweep,
and a good finish for our JV.
Yeah, talk about the JV. Their season's completed now. How'd they do?
Yeah, so then on Friday night, we went to Canby.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. And competed there, and that was the last night for our JV. So they, in kick, they were undefeated, and in jazz, YME got them one time in kick, or in jazz. So they ended the season quite strong as well. So we're excited for the future of the Shadows with our JV.
Awesome. So the JV had a great season then.
They really did.
All right. Who's their coaches in JV?
Their coaches are Kylie Schulke and Bailey Bauman, and they're both first-year coaches with us this year. So, yeah, they did a great job, and we hope they can come back next year.
Okay. So, concluding your season then in Canby and YME, you took first in every meet, right?
We did. We ended the season undefeated, which last year we were undefeated in kick, but not jazz. Frazee had gotten us last year one time. So to come out undefeated this year was that was our goal, and we accomplished it. So That was the goal, to be undefeated one more time. So we were excited to finish up in Canby and be undefeated.
Oh, that's exciting. Bet you the girls are happy when you reach your goals.
Yes.
That's pretty
cool. It's pretty exciting, yep. Sometimes along the way, I think the girls are feeling a lot of pressure right now, so sometimes they forget to celebrate those little things, so we have to remind them that is a huge feat, and not very many teams in the state can say that, so we had to celebrate a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Well, congratulations on a great season again. Of course, you're the defending champions in high kick and jazz, and yes, that is a lot of pressure for the young girls like that.
It is.
And you.
And me. Yeah, Sarah and I are feeling it too, so, but we're excited. It's a different feeling than we've ever felt before going into the postseason, so.
Feeling good about your routines and where you're at right now?
We are. Yeah, I think we feel pretty confident, but we have to dance well today. That is our number one goal. We've had since the beginning of the season, we really haven't had a flawless performance in jazz or kick. We've danced well, but to have
knock it out of the park.
Yeah, to really knock out of the park is what we're looking for today, and I think they're ready for that.
Well, save the best for last then.
That's
right?
What we're hoping.
Let's preview the section meet in Montevideo this afternoon. Talk about the teams. Talk about how it's set up. When's it start? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, so at noon today, we are getting underway in Montevideo for the Section 3A Championship. Jazz is first at noon. A lot of great teams in jazz, and we actually get four spots this year just because our section is a lot bigger than the city section 2A. So we actually get four spots, and YME and us and Bold look to be in the top three and should be pretty secure in the top three, but that fourth spot is going to be the crazy one.
Wide open.
I think Montevideo, Canby, and Minnewaska have all beaten each other and have gone back and forth all season. So those three teams, including Worthington as well, I think they were in the mix as well. So those four teams are fighting for that one spot, which has never happened in our section before. So very cool.
So when they give the awards out around, 4:30 or so?
Yeah.
You know, that when they do fourth place in jazz, everybody will have their ears up.
Yeah, everyone will be wondering who was lucky enough to get that fourth spot.
That's right. All right, you mentioned Minnewaska. Have they been in section before?
They have. Okay. This is
anybody new?
No one new this year. Okay. BBE came.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, New Ulm kind of goes flips back and forth every 2 years. All down south, up north. Our section has always had the most teams in it, and all of the teams in our section have always had jazz and kick. And some sections, like down south and the city section 2A, they have a lot of teams that only do kick or only do jazz.
Oh, really?
And that's what kind of fluctuates the amount of teams that each section gets to advance to state.
Okay.
And right now we have 15 in jazz and kick, and that city school I think was down to 8 or 9 in jazz, so we got that extra spot, which is great. And dance only has 4 sections per class, unlike most sports that have 8. So that's why we send 12 in Class A to the state tournament, which seems like a lot when you say 4 from our section are going, but really it's only the top 12, just like cross country and some of them other sports.
Yep, good. So that's jazz, and then high kick later this afternoon?
Yeah, high kick is at 1:50, 2 o'clock-ish it will start. We are dead last for jazz, and then we go third for kick, so we don't have a pretty short turnaround, which... we're trying to stay positive about because
to just to recover and get, change uniform.
Yeah.
Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah. Okay. We only have about 25 minutes between the two. So to change uniforms and reset the brain to something else is a little tougher. You know, like YME, they have a good 3 hours between their performances.
Ooh, wow.
So we're looking at it as we'll never go down from the adrenaline and hopefully just stay up and go for it. So we're excited. Us and YME have been pretty head-to-head all season. We've come out on top every time, but they have come on strong the last couple weeks. So we need to have a great performance in kick. Montevideo, Cambie Mineota, and Bold are really shooting for that third spot. They have, last week, Bold beat Montevideo for the first time, and I think Cambie's within points of them, too, as well. Yeah. So that third spot will be pretty interesting for kick as well.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to Jordan Stuhlberg at Cambie Mineota, and she's pretty excited. She thinks this is the closest they will, or they are, going into the sections.
Absolutely. So. Yep. They have. They look really good, especially in jazz, and I'm rooting for them.
Good. Yeah. All right. Big afternoon in Montevideo, that's for sure. And let's talk about your team a little bit. 10 seniors this year,
10
right?
10 seniors, yeah.
That's the most you've graduated or have.
Yeah. Back in 2011, when Jordan was a senior, her and Carly Wagger were two of our seniors that year. We graduated 12 that year.
Oh, you did.
So this is the second time we've had this big of a number. But our seniors are Carissa Besseden, Laura Baldwin, Rachel Hahn, Josie Munsterman, Addison Oy, Aaliyah Schomer, Paige Torstenson, Annika Triggersted, Hope Traeger, and Eden Weber.
You mentioned those girls' names for the last 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
You know, they've been on varsity since, what, 7th and 8th grade?
7th and 8th grade, they've been dancing on varsity since. So they were the start of what we've worked for the last 5 years, yeah.
That's fun. Now, your sisters, for you listeners don't know, your sisters coach dance too, right?
My sisters do. My sister Janie is the head coach at McRae, and my sister Julie is the co-head coach at YME. So it's been an interesting couple
that.
Weeks.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. Discussion between family and sisters and... well, how's that work? I mean, is it okay?
Usually it's pretty civil. Right now, YME is really gunning for us. So Julie isn't quite as...
Vocal.
And I give them credit. They have come on strong the last couple weeks, and they are gunning for us. And and I would be in the same position if it was the other way around. So
you were section champs last year in jazz and high kick.
Yes.
Okay. Last couple years, or
I think this will be, if we pull it off today, it'll be 4 in kick and 3 in jazz.
Okay. I'm put you on the spot here. Do you know how many times you've gone to state? Over the years.
Well, thinking about that, this is my 18th year, and I think all but four, maybe three or four, we've gone to state. So
amazing.
Yeah. Lisa, amazing. Pretty amazing.
It's quite a program you've created, that's for sure. A lot of alumni will be at sections today, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the fun part, to see them.
See all the alumni?
Yeah.
And a lot of alumni have kids of their own now.
Yeah. I just had one the other day tell me she was going to be a shadow when she was in seventh grade. Oh, so that's pretty fun. Yeah.
All right. You have to stick around then, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know about that.
All right. Well, we'll be on the air later this afternoon with the final results. And good luck.
Thank you.
Have fun.
And thanks for coming today.
Yep, you bet. That's Lisa Johnson, the head coach of the Lac La Parle Valley Dawson Boys Shadows dance team.